Allons tout de suite au point de presse d'après-match. Nick Suzuki et Jeff Petrie.
How did you weather the storm in those first few minutes and find what many people would consider as your best game?
Yeah, as a line, we kind of had a rough start. I was trapped in the D zone a lot, but coaching staff was really on us to just before the game even started yesterday. Just talking, we got to be ready, and our time will come as a line. If it's not in the first period, we just got to keep working, and we have enough skill on that line to generate a lot of offense.
Next question from the media center.
Hello, Jonathan Bernier from Le Journal de Montréal. The question is for Jeff. On your goal in the overtime, you saw the game develop in front of you. When did you decide to jump into play when the puck came to you, or how did you see that?
You know, it's something that we've talked about, the D to follow up the play, you know, to support the attack offensively. And, you know, I just saw the puck kind of pop out and had my opportunity to jump there, and I was going to walk into a shot, and they kind of closed it off. So I took the extra second to pull it in and get the shot off.
All right. Thanks.
Alexandre Gascon, Radio-Canada. Actually, the question is for either one of you guys. How big was Carey Price in those first 5 minutes, especially in the game when the Penguins were all over the place?
Yeah, I mean, he made some really big saves, and you know, gave us that calming influence that you know, that Price was all about. He's calm and collected back there, and it you know, especially in the, you know, when a team is you know, and on the forecheck and controlling the play a little bit, you have that that calming influence from him back there. It I think settles everybody down.
Next question.
Hi guys, Renaud Lavoie, TVA Sport. Question for Jeff. Jeff, you've been around this team for a long time now. You've seen some really good games. Where do you put this one? Because I know it was not perfect, but the level of intensity from your team was really, really high tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we need to do. You know, we said coming in that we needed to compete and compete for 60 minutes for sure. And, you know, in this case, into overtime. So, you know, it's something that we talked about, and you know, the guys bought in today, and, you know, we just got to, you know, focus on, you know, enjoying this one, but knowing that, you know, the next game's the biggest one.
I'm going to take one from Zoom. Luke Jelena.
Even if tonight you maybe didn't play your A-plus game, you were being able to win that game. So collectively, how good can it be confidence-wise for the rest of that short series?
Yeah, I think it gives us a lot of confidence. I think a lot of people didn't see us as contenders. So we want to show them that we can compete with anyone. And this is a good first step. But we know they're going to bring their A game next game, and we got to be ready for that.
Next from the media center.
Hi, Nick. Oops. Hi, Nick. This is Guillaume Lefrançois of La Presse. I was just wondering how, what was your reaction when you saw Phil going to the box and you saw that you were pretty much going to be there for the 3-on-5 penalty kill against this very strong power play?
Yeah, I was pretty confident going in. I got two solid defenders that are with me, and we talked a lot about their power play and what we want to try to do against them. So I was confident going in. Nice to get the confidence from the coach to trust me in that situation.
Next question.
Yeah, Pat Hickey for the Montreal Gazette. Just they went 1-for-7 on the power play tonight. How big was the penalty kill in this for Jeff? Answer the question.
Yeah, I mean, that was big. I think that was, you know, a big big key to our game was the penalty kill. You know, we obviously want to limit the number of, you know, chances they get on the power play. And, you know, we found a way to kill those off. And, you know, moving forward, we just got to, I think, be a little bit more disciplined with with our sticks and make sure we don't give them those opportunities, because, you know, they're a talented group over there, and, you know, the more chances we give them, the, you know, the more trouble I think we're going to get into. So I think we just need to, you know, focus on, you know, playing a disciplined game.
Go ahead.
Hi, Alexis Bélanger-Champagne, La Presse Canadienne. For either of you, there was how different was the atmosphere compared to Tuesday? Was it easier to forget about the no crowd stuff? And how quickly were you able to generate your own energy, like the coach was asking earlier this week?
I can go. I think we just kind of got used to it with that exhibition game. It's definitely a different setting, and yeah, just having that first game, kind of see what it's all about. But coming into this game, I think we had a lot of confidence and good jump off the start. So yeah, it's just when I'm on the ice, for me, I don't really notice the crowd's gone. So yeah, we just got to keep playing the way we were.
Alors,
est-ce
qu'on va poursuivre quelques instants?
What were the ice conditions out there like?
You know, I thought they were, you know, I think they improved from our exhibition game. You know, there is times where, you know, the puck is jumping a little bit, but, you know, I thought they were good and they improved, you know, especially with, you know, with three games today. So, you know, I think they're doing a good job to maintain the ice and, you know, try to get it to the best possible.